Welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have two of my family with me here. My brother Francis.
Hi.
And my sister Bernadette.
Hi everybody.
Now we're back today with some great candy and fudge recipes. They're really cool, easy to make. And really, really easy. They're great for kids. Great tasting. My great grandmother makes them all the time. They're really great. Today's recipe is butterscotch toffee fudge. You're going to get a pound of light brown sugar, a pound and a half of marshmallow cream, or I'm sorry, not a pound and a half, 1.5 cups of marshmallow cream, 3/4 cup of light cream, 1/4 cup of butter or margarine, 1 cup of butterscotch chips, and 5 Keef bars, coarsely chopped. Butter a 9-inch square pan, stir the sugar, marshmallow cream, cream and butter in a heavy 3-quart pan over medium heat until mixture comes to a full boil. Boil for 6 minutes, stirring constantly. Remove from heat, stir in the chips until melted, then toffee bars. Toffee bars may not melt completely. Pour into a prepared pan and chill until firm. Cut into small squares. This is the butterscotch toffee fudge. It is so good tasting. My great grandma, who was on here, on the chef who inspired me, she was there. It's a great, great recipe. So, what was your favorite part about the recipe?
Butterscotch.
And what was your favorite part?
The chocolate.
Yeah, the chocolate. Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, that's a kid for you guys. Anyway, that is a really great recipe. Then we have some other ones that are really good. And again, as I said, instead of the margarine, you can use butter on that recipe. It's a low fat and really easy to do. You got even recipes like, oh, they're so good. But, you know, I tend to never do nut recipes because you don't know if someone's, you know, allergic to them. So my whole podcast would go to waste if I'm doing nut recipes. So the next one I would suggest would probably be chocolate-covered cherries. They're really great, and they taste really good. You're going to get 3 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup of evaporated milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 3 to 4 cups of confectioner's sugar sifted, 48 cherries. That's a lot, and that's if you have a big party. You can get like 10 for the kids. 6 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chips. Now you're going to melt butter over low heat. Stir in evaporated milk, vanilla extract, and salt. Remove from the heat and gradually stir in sifted confectioner's sugar. Churn out onto a board lightly sprinkled with confectioner's sugar. Work with hands until smooth. Cover the cherries completely by shaping about 2 teaspoons of fondant around each cherry. Melt semi-sweet chocolate in a double boiler. Drop fondant-covered cherries into melted chocolate to cover. Remove from chocolate with 2 forks. Place on wax paper to cool. Now note, this is a tip. To give chocolate a shiny hard coating, add 1 to 2 tablespoons of paraffin wax to the chocolate. Really gets it going in there. What was your favorite part? Bernadette?
The chocolate!
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
The chocolate.
Okay.
Because we're crazy.
Well, that's a kid's opinion for you. Anyway, that's the end of our podcast today, but you can also check out katieskitchen.podomatic.com. There's where all my other recipes were. Or, you know what, this will be posted on there, so it really doesn't matter. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com. Bye, y'all!
Bye, y'all!